Welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass technique in Ableton Live, microtiming your snare ghosts, so your drums roll harder, without you spending an hour drawing tiny notes. The goal is simple. We want a tight, DJ-friendly backbeat on 2 and 4 and then those quiet little ghost snares around it that create momentum. The big idea is that placement is only half the story. The feel comes from microtiming. Tiny nudges ahead of the grid or behind it, just a few milliseconds, so the groove feels performed instead of programmed. By the end, you'll have a one-bar rolling loop at around 174 BPM, and a repeatable workflow you can reuse in every track. Alright, let's set up fast. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I'll call it 174. Create one MIDI track and name it Drums. Drop in a stock drum rack. Now load a main snare that's crisp and confident, something that really carries the backbeat. And for the ghost snare, you have two options. Option 1. Use a lighter snare or rim-style tick. Option 2. And this is a great workflow shortcut. Use the exact same snare sample on another pad, and we'll make it ghosty with filtering, shorter decay, and lower level. That keeps your snare family tone consistent, which instantly makes things sound more professional. Now we program the foundation. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 16ths. Put your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton's 1-bar view, that's 1.2 and 1.4. Give it a strong velocity, usually somewhere like 105 to 120 depending on the sample. For the kick, do something basic and reliable. Kick on beat 1, and if you want a bit more movement, add one around 1.3. Don't overthink the kick right now. We're building a snare-driven groove lesson. Now, ghost snares. Ghost snares usually live around the backbeat, not right on top of it. Think of them like little whispers that lead you into the main snare, or little aftershocks that pull you forward. A classic beginner safe starting point is 2 ghosts per bar. Put one on the last 16th before beat 2, which is 1.1.4, and put one on the last 16th before beat 4, which is 1.3.4. Set their velocities low, like really low, somewhere around 20 to 45. If you can clearly hear a snare hit, it's probably too loud. The ghosts should feel like motion, not like extra backbeats. Now the fun part. Microtiming. We're going to do it in a fast, repeatable way, and I'll give you guardrails so you don't end up with flams and slop. Method A is manual note nudging. It's the most direct and it teaches your ears quickly. Click a ghost note and nudge it slightly earlier or later. On many systems, it's Alt plus left or right on Windows, or Option plus left or right on Mac. If your shortcuts don't match, don't get stuck, just use the note position fields in the MIDI editor to adjust timing. How much should you move it? Think in time ranges, not magic numbers. Tight moves are 2 to 5 milliseconds. That's barely noticeable, but it can remove stiffness. Groovy moves are 6 to 10 milliseconds. That's the sweet spot where you feel it, but it still sounds tight. Risky moves are 11 to 15 milliseconds. Sometimes it works, but you have to check it against your hats, and if it starts sounding like a flam, pull it back. At 174 BPM, a 16th note is about 86 milliseconds, so we're only shaving off a tiny slice of that. Microtiming is tiny on purpose. Here is a practical push-pull combo that works really well for rolling DNB. Take the ghost before beat 2, the one at 1.1.4, and nudge it slightly early. Try minus 6 milliseconds. Then take the ghost before beat 4 at 1.3.4, and nudge it slightly late. Try plus 6 milliseconds. Now listen, that creates a subtle urgency leading into beat 2, and a tiny bit of weight leading into beat 4. It's like the bar is breathing, but the main snare stays locked. And here's an extra coach trick, keep one anchor per bar. Meaning, don't move every single ghost. Leave at least one ghost basically on grid, and move the other. It keeps the groove sounding intentional, and it makes decisions faster because you can actually hear what changed. Now method B, groove pool. This is for when you want consistent microtiming quickly without nudging every note. Open the groove pool on the left. Drag in a swing 16 groove, or any subtle MPC style 16th swing. Drag that groove onto your MIDI clip. In the groove pool settings, start with timing around 10 to 20%. Keep random tiny, like 0 to 5%, and set velocity to 0%, because we're going to control dynamics ourselves. For drum and bass, you're aiming for micro feel, not a wobbly shuffle. Subtle winds. One important workflow note, DNB can fall apart if you swing everything. Kicks and subs usually need to be very stable. The safest move is, apply groove mainly to hats and ghost snares, and leave your main snare untouched. Which brings us to a massive speed trick. Lock the snare. loosen the ghosts, put the main snare and the ghost snare on separate drum rack pads, or even separate MIDI tracks if you want it extra clean. Keep the main snare fully quantized, perfectly on 2 and 4. Only microtime the ghost lyre. This way, you can get experimental with feel without breaking the backbone of the track. That's how you stay fast. Now let's make those ghosts actually sound like ghosts, not like accidental extra snares. Go to the ghost snare pad inside the drum rack and add an auto filter. Set it to high pass mode. Start the frequency around 350 Hz, anywhere from 200 to 600 depending on the sample. Keep resonance low. The point is to remove thump and body so the main snare owns the weight, and the ghosts become more of a tick and texture. Then shape the transient. If you're on Live 12 and you've got a transient shaper, great. If not, drum bus works perfectly. On drum bus, keep drive subtle, maybe 0 to 10%. Adjust transients slightly up if the ghost feels dull, or slightly down if it's too clicky. We're trying to make the ghost speak quickly and get out of the way. If the ghost sample is too long, go into simpler on that pad and shorten the decay or sustain. This audio version is shortened for playback.